The Little Christmas Tea Shop of Second Chances, written by Donna Ashcroft and read by Ellie Hayden.
Chapter 1. She was late, so very late, and Lily King was never late. As Lily trotted down Beach Road, she pulled her coat tighter and watched snow settle on the pavement and her nose. Lily's eyes scanned Castle Cove Promenade as she continued hurrying along the high street. On her left, the pavement dipped down to a small beach which led to the sea. It was the coldest November she could remember, and the waves looked dark and choppy. In the distance, a couple of boats bobbed up and down, completing the scene. Lily checked her watch again and sped up. She shouldn't have spent so long searching for her mobile this morning, but where had she put it? Lily cast her mind back to the night before. She'd worked in the Castle tea shop until after closing time. Her phone had been in her handbag, and she'd taken it out a couple of times to check for messages, expecting to hear from her best friend, Emily Campbell. But her boyfriend had called instead. After that, she couldn't remember anything. Pain stabbed her chest at the memory of their breakup, and she shook her head, trying to forget their conversation. Perhaps she'd left the mobile on the counter in the kitchen. On Lily's right was the flower pot, Castle Cove's florist, a jewellery shop, and then a hair salon. The council had begun to put up Christmas decorations in preparation for the start of December, and silvery white lights twinkled along the shop fronts, lighting her way. Lily sped up. She was really late now, and still had to pop into the tea shop to check for her phone before heading to the Castle Cove restaurant, where she worked as a waitress 3 days a week. Would Luc Bonnet, the restaurant's temperamental French head chef, sack her for tardiness before she'd even plucked up the courage to ask for a job in his kitchen? Damn, she hoped not. As Lily passed the Anglers, the town's popular beachfront pub, the owner, Sean Wright, flew out and came to a stop in front of her. Are you late? His green eyes widened. Sean was over 6 foot and seemed to tower over her. Lily King, the rebel. I never thought I'd see the day. I've lost my mobile. Lily fiddled with her coat, feeling jittery. I thought it was at home, but it's probably at the tea shop. Why are you up so early? Heading to the brewery. We've run out of King Newt. Think your dad will have opened up yet? Lily's family owned and ran King's Brewery, which was situated at the edge of town, near where she lived. If he hasn't, my brother will have. Lily's eyes darted towards the castle. I'm sorry, Sean. I've got to go or Luke's going to skin me alive. Sean nodded, grinning. Blow my gorgeous fiancée a kiss when you see her. Will do, Lily said as she crossed the road to walk up the incline towards the castle. Her spirits dipped. Could anyone ever love her the way Sean loved her friend Kath? After Rogan Kelly had unceremoniously dumped her last night, there was no chance of becoming Mrs. Kelly. Not that she particularly wanted that, but it was hard being rejected again. Lily was unlucky in love, and her heart had been broken a few times now. So many that she wondered if it was even worth giving romance another try. Cove Castle came into view as Lily broke into a jog. The castle could have been in Sleeping Beauty. It had all the classic fairy tale elements, from the four grey stone turrets at each corner to the sweeping staircase that curved up to the large oak front door. The building dated back to the 17th century and had been partly renovated in the last few years by the owner, making it a perfect haven for the many visitors who flooded to Castle Cove. There was a great hall, library, chapel, various living quarters and offices on the second and third floors, and of course the restaurant, which catered for locals and tourists at lunchtimes and in the evenings. If you walked around the castle to the second front turret, you'd find the cozy tea shop, and Lily hurried towards it now, taking in the pink, blue and green Christmas lights that had already been hung in twinkling waves across the roof.